A state of emergency means that state agencies are at the ready to assist local governments and provide a quick response wherever and whenever they're needed in the state. State agencies include the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, the Department of Transportation, and the Virginia National Guard, just to name a few. It also means electric, phone, and cable utility companies are standing by to assist with any and all outages. VDOT crews will be out in full force for snow removal as the storm arrives. Roads with the highest traffic volumes will be cleared first. The Virginia National Guard has been authorized to bring up to 300 personnel on state active duty to support emergency response operations. And the Virginia State Police will extend shifts and have additional troopers on patrol. Governor McAuliffe was quick to urge Virginians to take proper preparations, prepare to limit unnecessary travel during the storm, have emergency supplies on hand, and be ready in the event of power outages. While there is a long list of do's and don'ts to prepare for this or any storm, some do's include: be prepared to take care of yourself and your family for at least 72 hours. Have a 3-day supply of food on hand, including a gallon of water per person per day. Have a battery-powered or hand-crank radio and extra batteries. Always run generators outside in well-ventilated areas, never inside. And have emergency supplies in your vehicle. If you're stranded, you'll need water, food, blankets, a flashlight, and extra batteries. I'm Lisa Fenderson.